Why does Russia seem perpetually paranoid about its Western borders? Why is China so obsessed with controlling Tibet? The answer lies beneath our feet, in the mountains, rivers, deserts, and seas that surround nations and act as invisible prison bars. These geographic features have constrained leaders throughout history, limiting their choices and shaping conflicts in ways we rarely consider. Geography isn't destiny, but it creates powerful tendencies that have shaped human history. When we look at a map, we typically see political boundaries, lines drawn by humans. But beneath these artificial divisions lie the physical realities that truly determine a nation's options. Mountain ranges that block invasions, rivers that enable trade, coastlines that provide access to global markets, and plains that leave populations vulnerable. Understanding these geographic imperatives illuminates the why behind headlines that often seem baffling. Russia's actions in Ukraine, China's determination to control Tibet, America's global military presence, all make more sense when viewed through the lens of geography. As we navigate an increasingly complex world, recognizing how the physical landscape shapes political decisions becomes not just fascinating, but essential for making sense of international relations. Russia spans 11 time zones, yet remains vulnerable due to the North European Plain, a 2,000-mile-wide corridor without natural barriers leading straight to Moscow. This weakness enabled invasions by Poles, 1605, Swedes, 1708, French, 1812, and Germans, 1914-1941. Since the 13th-century Mongol invasion, Russian leaders have responded by expanding outward to create buffer zones. Geography poses another challenge through limited warm water ports. Murmansk freezes seasonally. Vladivostok remains ice-locked 4 months yearly, and Sevastopol must navigate Turkish-controlled straits, partly explaining the 2014 Crimea annexation. As the world's second-largest natural gas supplier, Russia wields energy as influence. Several countries depend heavily on Russian energy, with Latvia, Slovakia, and Finland entirely reliant, while the Czech Republic and Bulgaria depend on it for 80% of their needs. Despite its nuclear arsenal and global influence, Russia faces demographic decline, with male life expectancy below 65 years. From Ivan the Terrible to Putin, Russian leaders continue confronting the same geographic constraints, vulnerable flatlands, and restricted port access. China's 4,000-year civilization emerged from the North China Plain, bounded by the Gobi Desert, Tibetan Plateau, Himalayas, and southeastern seas. The Han people, now 90% of China's population, developed within these natural confines. Chinese dynasties expanded to these barriers for protection, including Tibet's 1951 annexation. Tibet's strategic value lies in its plateau overlooking China's heartland and the sources of its major rivers, the Yellow, Yangtze, and Mekong. Xinjiang, bordering 8 countries, serves as a crucial buffer zone. Despite Uyghur independence movements, Beijing maintains control through economic development and strict oversight. China's maritime expansion faces constraints from the first island chain controlled by American allies. To reduce dependence on the Strait of Malacca, Beijing is developing Indian Ocean ports and alternative routes through Burma. This geographic reality drives China's transformation from continental power to maritime force as its global interests expand. America's rise to global dominance stems from its unique geography. Protected by 2 oceans and friendly neighbors, with natural features that enabled unprecedented power. The country spans 3 distinct regions, the fertile East Coast Plain to the Appalachians, the Great Plains to the Rockies, containing the Mississippi Basin's vast navigable rivers, and the Western Mountains, deserts, and Pacific Coast. This layout formed the basis for continental dominance. From 13 Atlantic colonies, America doubled through the 1803 Louisiana Purchase, gaining the Mississippi Basin with its unmatched waterway network. By 1848, natural borders define the nation. Oceans east and west, the Rio Grande Desert south, and sparse northern terrain. World War II transformed America's reach globally. As the sole major power left standing, America projected influence through forward bases and former British coaling stations. The Marshall Plan secured European influence, while NATO consolidated Western military power under American leadership. America's energy independence and enduring strengths, economic dominance, military innovation, population growth, and immigrant appeal countered decline predictions. These geographic advantages persist today. Europe's fragmented geography, with its mountains, rivers, and valleys, explains its numerous nations compared to larger continents. The Gulf Stream enables agriculture, while navigable rivers and harbors facilitated industrialized nation-states. Unlike America's interconnected Mississippi system, Europe's major rivers form natural borders between nations. The Danube, flowing through 18 countries, fostered capitals like Vienna, Budapest, and Belgrade, shaping both ancient empires and modern nations. The EU's foundation centers on Franco-German relations. Germany's 1871 unification created tension with France, while its position between France and Russia sparked the German question, fears of a two-front war that led to both world wars. The EU was designed to make such conflicts impossible. Germany, though relatively young as a unified state, has become Europe's economic powerhouse while remaining militarily cautious. Though anchored to Western Europe through the EU and NATO, its geographic position allows potential realignment toward Moscow if European institutions weaken. As Europe faces modern pressures, geographic realities persist despite evolving threats. The continent's peace requires ongoing cooperation. The Middle East's modern borders, drawn by European powers after World War I, conflict with historical ethnic-religious boundaries. The Sykes-Picot Agreement between Britain and France carved artificial states from the Ottoman Empire's remains, ignoring traditional tribal affiliations. Iraq illustrates this colonial legacy. Despite dictators enforcing temporary unity, no genuine national identity emerged, with Kurds in the north leading independence efforts when central authority weakened. Syria's civil war since 2011 reflects similar tensions. The minority Alawite Assad regime, 12%, rules over a Sunni Muslim majority, 70%, spawning a proxy war between Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah, supporting the government, versus Arab nations backing the opposition. The Saudi-Iranian rivalry dominates regional politics, with both nations vying for religious and regional supremacy. Iran's mountain-sheltered position and nuclear ambitions particularly concern its neighbors. As American influence wanes with decreased energy dependence, the artificial Sykes-Picot borders gradually yield to natural ethnic, religious, and tribal divisions, a challenging but perhaps inevitable realignment. Despite our digital age, physical geography continues to shape our world. Mountains divide nations, rivers connect them, and plains create vulnerabilities. These features still determine countries' possibilities and their leaders' choices. While geography isn't deterministic, understanding physical constraints helps explain seemingly irrational actions. Russia's aggression toward Ukraine, China's focus on Tibet, and America's global military presence. Climate change creates new geographical imperatives as Arctic ice melts, seas rise, and rainfall patterns shift. The Arctic's resources become accessible, creating new flashpoints, while rising seas threaten coastal cities and water scarcity intensifies conflicts. The fundamental relationship between geography and power endures. Nations with natural harbors, navigable rivers, and defensive barriers maintain advantages. When international news puzzles you, consult the physical map. The natural features that shape our planet continue to shape our politics.